And then all the degradation and humiliation involved. And that's why when you make the stations of the cross, go to that fifth station. Simon of Cyrene is forced to carry the cross. He didn't want to, having come in from the field dirty, tired, and hungry. His only thought was to get washed, fed, and put to bed. But the scribes and the Pharisees were the ones behind that little activity to make sure that Jesus would survive till he reached the point of execution. Those scribes and Pharisees would not be happy seeing Jesus die in the gutter along the road. No, up there in the exquisite pain of crucifixion. That's what they were aching for, because they would brook no competition. And they were terribly envious. In fact, the scripture says he was delivered up out of envy. Envy is a sadness that comes over us at the good fortune of other people. It was a sin of Saul towards David. You remember in the Hebrew scriptures? And Saul ended up by falling on his own sword. He committed suicide. It was the sin of the fallen angels too. When one third of the angels were swept out of heaven, they wanted to be like God. They envied God. It's the universal temptation, envy. Don't be surprised if you're attacked with it. But just the feeling of envy is not sinful. Feelings are feelings. It's what we do with those feelings that really matters. And if you can turn a temptation to envy into a prayer of thanksgiving for what God has given you to help build his kingdom, that's the best way to overcome such a temptation. Don't give in to it. I know some people put an equal sign between envy and jealousy, and that's accepted too in the common parlance of the use of the dictionary now. But generally, envy, we don't possess it, and we're sad because somebody else has it. When we're jealous, we have it, and we don't want anybody to share in it. Like, I'm jealous of a friend. I don't want anybody to cut in on me. That friend is for me. Treat them with gratitude for what God has given you. Reaching the place of execution, stripped of his clothes, naked. Our God, naked, clothed only in his own blood. Do not, please, ever tell me that a crucifix is beautiful. It was the ugliest thing that ever happened in the history of the world. It's called deicide, the killing of our God. So if it's bright and metallic and shiny and great form to it, don't be too impressed with that. If he had any beauty, it was all from within, because he loved us to the end. It was his love that made him beautiful. Nailed to the cross. And do you know what he prayed as he was being nailed to the cross? It's right in the scriptures. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He was trying to excuse them. If you have trouble with forgiveness, and that too is another universal temptation, sooner or later you'll get hit with that, not to forgive. Think of Jesus on the cross and what he said. Father, forgive them. And that's heroic to do that. But it's the bottom line with everybody in this world. Forgiveness. Nobody. But nobody meets our expectations completely. In other words, no virtuous act is so virtuous to other people as it is to ourselves. They don't know how virtuous we are, that we worked our fingers to the bone. They don't see it. There's no recognition, no affirmation, no gratitude. And what's my natural response to that? I hope they break a leg and die and go to hell and get out of my life. I can't stand the dirty you-know-what. You probably call them by that name too. That's the natural response. But we cannot allow ourselves to live on the level of the natural, because if you do, you'll descend into the unnatural sooner or later. We must always allow ourselves to be raised up into the realm of faith and the supernatural, to the realm of prayer, to contain the very negative responses that come out of our hateful attitudes towards other people when they do not meet our expectations. You're constantly asked to forgive. And that's why the Lord put that right in the Our Father. And if you are unwilling to try to forgive those who have injured you, don't ever dare to pray the Our Father.